Hi there. The word for today is bearing fruit and sharing fruit. In Matthew 7, verse 20, Jesus said, "By their fruits you will know them." When we speak about the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, verse 22, we're talking about these nine specific qualities of character. Listen carefully to them. See how you measure up: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits are not for show, they're for sharing. Otherwise, they're no better than fruit that was never grown in the first place. Suppose you drive up to a roadside produce market with your heart set on buying fresh vegetables. You see homegrown tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, and several varieties of peppers. Everything you need and more. Just as you start to select your items, the farmer who owns the stand says, "Sorry, this produce isn't for sale. I just like to grow it and enjoy looking at it until it rots. Then I throw it away." Huh? Now, you probably haven't encountered such an absurd situation, and you probably never will. That's because farmers and customers know that produce is for consuming. Sure, it's beautiful to look at, but its God-ordained purpose is to bring nutrition and health to people. What's the point here? It's this: if all you do is go to church and preach about fruit, analyze fruit, and examine each other's fruit, we're failing miserably. It's not enough to bear fruit. We must share that fruit with others so that they can be blessed and impacted by the kingdom of God. Paul writes in Ephesians 2, verse 10, the New Living Translation, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things He planned for us long ago." There it is, bearing fruit and sharing fruit. Two sides of the same spiritual coin. That's the word for you today.